Thank you, choir. Let's greet each other. Jesus is the Christ. God has called you. Jeremiah was called by God when he was very young. Just like in the first service, Jeremiah's father is the also prophet. He is the descendant of Moses' older brother, Aaron. Just like us, and then he was born and raised in the church. 17 to 20 years old, and Jeremiah have received the God's word. Maybe 10 years around Tzuhan's age, God's word came upon him. To all the Israelites and to all the nations, you have to preach the gospel. But and what kind of age was that in Judah? Jeremiah 5:20-25. So even though they really look at all this, God's work. 23, but these people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. They have turned aside and gone away. So in their heart, they didn't really have anything to be afraid of God. They do not say to themselves, verse 25, your wrongdoings have kept this way. Your sins have deprived you of good. So they actually turn away from God. Then last week it was about Isaiah. Then God really said to Isaiah. Then he said, you guys will be destroyed. You'll be all wasted, burned and wasted. From the north, then the enemies will come and they will make you the slaves. To Jeremiah, God said the same thing. Then 42 to 45 years, and then Jeremiah actually had the ministry. Through the five different kings, starting with Josiah. In the age of Jeremiah, then Babylon came and then destroyed Israelites. God knew that all these things and then still called Jeremiah. He called Jeremiah, how? Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. God actually knew that Israel will be completely destroyed. But Jeremiah was called. So to Jeremiah, then he had the huge, important plan. Because God really set him apart. You are different from these people. You are the holy ones that I picked. Don't really live like Judah, who will be destroyed. I appointed you as a prophet, so you have to really live accordingly. You are not really the same with the people in this age. God really called you before the creation, and God really set you apart. It set you apart, sanctified, and then you were actually selected as the prophet who will really proclaim the answer to the people in this age. Not only calling Jeremiah 1:6-8. God prepared everything, and then he called God. He called Jeremiah. Then Jeremiah said, I'm too young. He is more like teenager. what can I really say to the people in the world? But in the verse 7, God said, do not say, I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. When God called you, I'm sorry what you're going to say, but it doesn't matter. Ah, but I'm like this, I'm like that. Then God will say, no, it doesn't matter. Because I have called you, then you have to go wherever I send you to. Then whatever I told you to talk, you have to talk. I prepare the place that you go. I prepare what you're going to say over there. Just believe in me and go. I'm not going to be used at the own level. I'm not going to be limited because of your level. Don't be afraid. Then who to whom he said, don't be afraid? Abraham, Moses, Joshua, David, and Samuel. God said to all these people whom received the special command from God. God really called you and they gave you the very important mission. So God is really called, is with you. Don't be afraid. Because I'm with you, because I will save you. I will rescue you. So you just believe what I say. That is the faith of selected people. It's not really like, what should I do? What can I do? So God is with me. And God has called someone who can actually believe in those things. And exactly how he can be with me? Jeremiah 1:9-10. Verse 9 said, then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. He says that I put my word in your mouth. What kind of word does God's word have? God's word has the power of the creation. That Ezekiel said, you have to say my word. Then when he really declares the word, and then all this bone, dry bone, really got revived and became the army. God's word has the power to give the life. God's word has the power to govern all these things in the heaven and earth. He can actually finish, the God's word can actually finish all the relationship with the hell. But this kind of word have given to you. Verse 10, see, today I appoint you over the nation and kingdom to uproot and tear down and to destroy and overthrow, to build and plant. God has really given you the power of the God's word. God's word to give the life to others. From the beginning, it says in the book of John, the word was God. Just like this, God has really called us very perfectly. For what? For the sake of the gospel movement. What kind of gospel movement was it? You really have to you have to preach the gospel to the idol worshippers. 14:7, although our sins testified against us, do something, Lord, for the sake of your name, for we have often rebelled, we have sinned against you. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure, who can understand it? Jeremiah really confessed. So all the people of Israel have really sinned. What kind of sin is that? So Jeremiah 3, 9, 11, 9, everything is talking about the idol worshiping. Jeremiah 2, 12, he applied this, you heaven and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. So the people of Israel really kept making the idols. They're ignoring what God really said. They really discard not God, and then for their own sakes, and then and 7:10, 7:18. The children gather wood, the fathers light the fire, and the women knit the dough and make cakes to offer to the Queen of Heaven. They pour out and drink offerings to gather gods to arouse my anger. They just need to bow down before or by themselves. But the little ones will gather all the branches. Then father is the one who will really put the fire. And the mother is the one who will really make the bread. For the sake of all this, who is the Queen of Heaven? Right now it can be about man, Mary, Saint Mary. So upon all these things, and then you really have to tell them that it's really like that. Or the kids, or the parents, or the people, all together they go to festival. They go to all the shrine and temples all together. They actually bow before the idols. Then the Japan kept saying that it's really great. That's a tradition of Japan. And that's something that we can be proud of. And all the people will come from all over the world and they will actually join. They don't know that they're actually being destroyed. That's what they actually keep doing. That's why God really called it Jeremiah. You will have to talk to the prophet, to the Israelites, that you will be destroyed. If you don't go back, return to God, then His punishment will come upon you. That is your gospel movement. All these people who are worshiping idol, you really have to say that you have to go back to God. Fake prophets. Hebrew. Jeremiah 5:30-31. Horrible and shocking things have happened in the land. The prophets possibly lies. The priests rule by their own authority, and my people love it. But what will you do in the end? There are the fake pastors who will really preach the wrong gospel to others, other than Jesus is the Christ. Everyone is all great. That shrine is okay. The temple is okay. Japanese tradition is fine. You have to understand all. Then they can actually come to church. It sounds so good, but that's not also gospel. So to this kind of fake doctors, pastors, that it's just because that they feel good. If people feel good, then it will make you feel good. That's why they are actually lying. But that's the situation of Japan. Just like how the senior deaconess really prayed. Those people who really wanna preach the gospel and who really wanna save others, we should really go. But then, however, there are the pastors who are really lying. And to that kind of pastor, we have to declare the word of God. That's why God really gave us the 300 region churches, 3,000 disciples. All the people will listen to the fake message and they will take the wrong direction. We do have the reason why to rebuild the churches in Japan. What was the message? Jeremiah 23:5-6. The true king will come. So you don't really have to. The Satan that will really lead you to the idol worshiping. So that you will fight against God, and you will have bad relationship with your family, with the like people in the church. Satan will make all this human relationship difficult. The days are coming, declared the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. So I really forgave the sins, and I will not remember their sins. Someone who can really solve all the problems, even for the sin about the idol worshiping, that you heard the wrong thing and you are about to do something. All these things have been really forgiven. 23:4. I will place shepherd over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid of terrified, nor will any be missing, declared the Lord. God will really send us the true pastors. Jeremiah was kept telling that Jesus is the Christ. Those people who have the idol, those who are the fake, there's only one message working. That is, Jesus is the Christ. Only this gospel will really forgive you completely. Jeremiah, but they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed the stubborn inclinations of their heart, evil hearts. They went backward and not forward. So the gospel that Jeremiah actually proclaimed, they didn't really listen. They really didn't listen to. So they had all this stubbornness, inclination of their evil hearts. They went backward and not forward. When I really read the Jeremiah, it says, verse 1, it says that when he was still in the prison, that God's spirit really came upon him. So Judah, the people of Judah actually put him in the prison. Because Jeremiah, the God kept saying, you are sinning. Because Jeremiah was the one who kept really prophesying the God's word. And then all these prayer that the Jeremiah actually had, he actually wrote all the letters in the prison. But God's people don't listen to God. So he will actually have all these things. And God knew all this. But then still, why did he call him? From now on, you have to preach the gospel. But they will not listen to you. They will attack you. And you will be annoyed. Then you might say, why do you still call me? Doesn't really matter how hard you try. Then no one will listen to you. And everyone will be listening to you. Everyone will be, will not listen to you. And then you'll be really ignored. And then Japan will not be changed. Then I've called you. Then you might really say, then why did you call me? you declare the word of God, and then no one will be changed, no one will be listening. Why are you calling me? It's so vain. First, we really have to change our weird faith. The calling, mission, we always say that there will be the answer. For the sake of that answer, you just try to do your best. But that's what we call the beneficial centered. Why do you have the mission? Because God has called you. If you are not aware of that, it will be all shaken. Even though you say something, nothing will be changed. It is really, I'll take a rest. Why? God has really called you, but you forgot. But you're actually looking at the answer. So there's no changes. From King Josiah, then five more kings. Then more and more, then everything was becoming worse and worse. God really appeared in front of you. You really have to proclaim the word of God. Then that very moment, the answer will come. Because God really came to me. I'm the one receiving the answer. Then you declare it for 40 years. Then the nation will get worse and worse and worse. And God, what is this? Why did you call me? Then that's why he was agony. He was in agony. He's very one of the most humanistic person. Because he cries all the time. God, it's very difficult. Then people don't really change. We don't have any answers. What should I do? Then he really kept. He didn't really change. Is it because the good faith he had? No, because it was his calling. Because I am with you. That's a ministry. You might have lots of hard time. You may experience lots of pains. Maybe at our age, then maybe Japan will not be changed. However, God called us. Then you believe in God. To the idol worshippers, to the churches, we have to make sure that we proclaim the correct gospel. However, God is the covenantal God. This age, even if we don't have the answers, then God actually prepared the remained one. Jeremiah 24:4. Then the word of the Lord came to me. This is what the Lord, the gospel of Israel, says. Like these good figs, I regard as good the exiles from Judah, whom I send away from this place to the land of Babylonians. My eyes will watch over them for their good, and I will bring them not to this land. I will build them up and not tear them down. I will plant them and not uproot them. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. Then right now, the answer won't come. It will get worse. Then people will be worse and worse. However, I have prepared something to remain. Then I will give them the heart, good heart. Where they will come back. Then I will rebuild them. So, and then they will not. I will give them the heart so that they will know I am the Lord. Then they don't fall down. Then you are the answer. You are the answer of Jeremiah's prayer. You are the answer of all these ancestors of the prayer. That was the missionary called Hudson Taylor. He actually went to the China as a missionary. When he was 17, he received the calling. Then he realized that to stake my life, and then God really want me to be the missionary. But not just randomly go. I have to prepare myself. He grabbed hold on to the calling that until he really goes to the church. Medical, language, and theology. That's what he studied. When he was 21 or 22, he went to China. He was dispatched when he was as a missionary when he was 22. And he really saved a lot of Chinese people. You have really received all these answers and grace from all those movements. It was not by accident. Then Robert Thomas is famous in South Korea. So he went to China. Then he actually went to Korea to really bring Bible. Then he was actually giving all this Bible when he was 26, and he was killed. There was someone who killed this missionary, actually received the grace and became Christian, and from there was a church built. And in Nagasaki in Japan, there were Catholics came. Then there was Samuel Brown, missionary, came to Japan. He had the ministry in China first. He actually came to Japan. He was the educational missionary. He actually translated the New Testament. He actually built the first theological seminary, Tokyo Ichi Seminary School. It will be changed to the Meiji University. That's where all the university exists right now. So each missionaries, they didn't really see the answers in their generation, but they have grabbed hold onto the covenant of calling. They went to the place where they were told to go. And then they actually took action of the prayer and all these actions. And in this country and in your country, that's why all this gospel had been really proclaimed. Just like that, you have to make sure to proclaim the word of God to the next generations. You don't have the answers. You don't have the changes. In Japan, it gets worse and worse. But don't worry, because God has really prepared something to remain. So you have to believe in that for the sake of the family and family line. You have to have the necessary prayer. In the first service, Pastor Shin said, you have to pray with the tearing off the clothes and pray. Acts 16:30, it says, believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, and you and your family will be saved. Because in your family and family line, there are someone who remained. Then look at the prayer topic of Azub Gospel Church. Everything is really matched with this age to really revive and save the idol worshippers in Japan. You really have to pray. You have to raise the 3,000 disciples and 300 regional churches to the fake prophets in Japan. We really have to proclaim the word of God. No pastoral churches and denominations and all these churches in Japan should be really saved. Then we have really received that covenant and prayer topic of the theological seminary, so that we can actually the prophet in all over the world. Then God really has opened up the door of the missions. This is very important. Just think about it. What kind of education that all the kids are receiving right now? They are receiving all this idol worshiping. All these people who will be the prime minister, or the president, prime minister of your country, what kind of education are they receiving? Idol worshiping. That's what they are receiving. Only one? All of them. All the kids. They are really growing up with the ideology of the idol worship. And then what will happen when they turn into adults? They have the ideology of the idol worshiping, and they try to move the world. That's why God really gave us the ACS. All these future elites in the world, they should really have the fear of God for the sake of God's glory. To really, they have to be used by God, and that's why ACS has been given. You really have to have the calling in these things. Let us pray. Let's grab hold on to the covenant and the grace. When you really look at the field of Japan, God has really called us for the sake of the gospel movement. Throughout our prayer, throughout our gospel movement, let's really be able to declare the word of God to the remaining ones. Let us pray.